The continuous border clashes in Indian-controlled Kashmir have forced first civilian migration from frontier villages in decades. The last time when civilians had migrated from border villages was after 1965 and 1971 wars between India and Pakistan. Hundreds of fear-stricken inhabitants of frontier villages of Sambar district have left their homes to escape mortar shells and heavy firing between the armies of the two nuclear power neighbors, India and Pakistan.
We are leaving our homes to save ourselves from becoming the targets. We have been living under constant fear. It's like hell here.
We don't feel safe here. Our women and children are scared.
There are several villages along the line of control that have been reeling under the cloud of fear and uncertainty due to the deadly border skirmishes between Indian and Pakistani border guards. The landmines and cross-fighting only add to the vulnerability of these villages, virtually living on the edge. The cross-border clashes have resulted in many casualties in the last couple of weeks alone. In November 2003, India and Pakistan signed a historical bilateral ceasefire agreement, bringing solace to the hundreds of people living near the border. But 2013 has witnessed the highest number of ceasefire violations in more than a decade, resulting in deaths and destruction on both sides. Ironically, the border clashes have increased after premiers of India and Pakistan pledged to reduce violence on border in Kashmir as the first step towards a comprehensive peace in the restive region. Both New Delhi and Islamabad accuse each other of unprovoked firing on the restive border. Trapped in the line of fire, the villagers living along the Indo-Pak border are gravely concerned about their lives. A number of families have migrated following the intense clashes. This is because the future for them looks bleak, as fear and uncertainty increasingly looms large. Saidli Safi, Press TV, Indian-controlled Kashmir.